Smash or FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoastEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuned into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're into great films or filmmakers, we have the filmmakers behind a new drama feature, Tahanan. Before that, we would want to do a couple plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our guests of the hour, such as film editor Juan Raimundo, or filmmaker and director of development of Howling Gale Entertainment, Nicholas James Barber, go to our Facebook page over on Star Wars Entertainment over on Facebook. Last but not least, if you like the music we're going to be playing, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan on Twitter, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy over on Twitter. And then if you really want on Instagram, thanks to the hacker there, it's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on Facebook, it's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. All right, so without further ado, normally I would be introducing my guest co-host of the hour. We'd like to first off say thank you to all the lovely and awesome guest co-hosts that have rotated coming on throughout the seasons. Always love having you guys on. But one of my seasoned guest co-hosts is not in today, working on some projects and stuff. But we do what we're going to be doing is just bringing in the guests pretty quickly and do some quick movie reviews. So it's for me, it's always kind of cool to kind of banter off a little bit. But we're going to go a little bit more down and dirty, so to speak, and just get into the down and dirt of the stuff with our guests. I don't know if that sounded right. But anyways, I'm going to be bringing in my guests of the hour, and then actually, and maybe we'll talk about some movie reviews with them, and then we'll go into a little bit you know, more into what they're promoting their film. So without further ado, we're going to be bringing in film editor Juan Raimundo and then filmmaker and director of development of Howling Gale Entertainment, Nicholas James Barber. And then we'll see if they've seen any movies lately. So what I'm going to be doing, normally, like I said, I'll have my guest co-host introduce them or bring a way for them to make them feel special. But I think I'm going to go to my always main backup plan and make them feel special in this way. I think there are a couple of cool dudes coming in the studio, and you know, I think I want to bring them the traditional route, which is I think, you know, bring them in such as like royalty, you know, bring in, well, maybe on the chariots. They're kind of manly men, and I think we thought maybe bring them in that way and make them feel really special. So I'm going to bring them in on the chariots. So I'm going to open up the studio. Oh gosh, look at all those fans out there. Here we go. Again, they are from the new film. It's called Tahanan. It's a feature film. It's in the festival circuit as we speak. And we've been, you know, wanting to try to get this on, this guest on for a while. Dear friend Juan Raimundo. And like I said, and then his partner in this film project, Nicholas James Barber. So we're going to find out what Tahanan is, what it means, and what it's all about. So without further ado, we're going to bring him into the studio. On a count of three, we're going to open up those doors and hatches. One, two, and three. Uh-oh, here they come into the studio on the chariots. Here they go. Oh, they're all waving to all the fans out there. They're signing autographs, taking some selfies. Oh, people throwing roses at them and stuff like that, phone numbers. I don't know if they're taken or what, but here they come, waving to everybody on the chariots. Okay, here they come into the studio. Here they are. My dear friend, film editor, Juan Raimundo.
as well as filmmaker and director of development of Howling Gale Entertainment. Here he is, Nicholas James Barber. Again, here they are, Juan Raymundo and Nicholas James Barber. Welcome to StarStadium.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, guys.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome, everyone. Thank you, fans.
Look at all that. Thank you. Look at those guys. Look at them. They're all throwing numbers at you.
Love you all. The flashes are a bit blinding, but we are here. We have made it. Great to be here, Tyrone.
Oh, great. Welcome again. Juan Raymundo and Nicholas James Barber of Howling Gale Entertainment. Welcome to StarosEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. All right. Welcome, guys.
Yeah, thank great you. To be here. Cool, thank cool. you for that entrance.
No, wow, no problem. We had to you know, go all out for you guys.
Appreciate it.
So what we're going to do really quickly, because my guest co-host is not here today. So what I thought we'd do is maybe we'll talk about some cool movie reviews. By any chance, have you guys seen any movies on the big screen lately? Or
or
maybe out, maybe just doesn't have to be big screen. I mean, I was going to talk about something, but let me see if it's something that... you know, you guys had seen as well.
For sure, yeah. Because I've been editing pretty much 8 to 10 hours a day
really?
for the past couple of weeks or so. So basically, I haven't been going out too much.
Okay. How about yourself, Nicholas? James Barber, have you seen anything?
We've just finished our film, The Hanan, actually. Okay. And we're working on another one. We're busy on our day-to-day stuff. And at the end, we got to do our Howling Gale Entertainment stuff. So we're just really booked. But the last movie I watched was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay. Yeah, I got to see that. But by any chance, have you guys... because I was going to talk about Dungeons and Dragons.
I haven't seen that.
Oh my gosh. Do you mind if I talk about that really?
Please do. Please
so
do.
I got to see that in the theater, but it just finally came out on Blu-ray and DVD. So I just felt I wanted to talk about it again. So since you guys haven't talked about it, so I think I'm going to do a quick review on that, okay? Is that okay? All right.
Yeah,
so again, we're really quickly, I know I reviewed this, I believe, when it first came out in the theaters, but now it is out on Blu-ray and DVD, and I really, really love this, so I wanted to support it. Here's a quick little synopsis thanks to IMDb here. Dungeons and Dragons Honor Among Thieves, rated PG-13. Here's a little quick synopsis. A charming thief and a band of unlikely adventurers embark on an epic quest to retrieve a lost relic, but things go dangerously awry when they run afoul of the wrong people. Directed by John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein, and starring the awesome Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez, Roger Jean Page, Sophia Lillis, Chloe Coleman, Hugh Grant, Justice Smith, a plethora of great, Daisy Head, plethora of great talent, and a lot of other talents in here. I got to see this when it came out in the theater. I actually saw it, I think, about 4 or 5 times in the theater. I wanted to go check it out because I had interviewed Sophia Lillis, who was awesome, a while back, and I wanted to support her actually because
that's great.
Interesting enough, when I saw the trailer originally, I think I talked about this before, it didn't really entice me too much, or I don't know, something about the trailer it didn't speak to me. But
yeah.
I was like, okay, I love the Dungeons and Dragons animation show. When I was growing up as a kid.
Did you ever play like the board games? And stuff?
No, I never got to play it. But so I had friends that were involved, but I loved the cartoon, and I was like, well, I don't think it's about the cartoon, but I really meant to just go really support Sophia Lillis, who I got to interview her. She did a movie. It was the Nancy Drew. It was a Nancy Drew movie. And so I just really wanted to go see. I knew she was in it, so I wanted to support her. And then, lo and behold, I watched it, and I literally fell in love with it. And I was like, wait, did I really like it? Or because, I mean, not that I wasn't going to like it, but I just thought, like I said, for some reason, it didn't intrigue me in the trailer. And then I saw it, and then I went back to see it again the next day. And I was like, wait, just to see, maybe it was I don't know. And then I was someone sitting next to me too, and I was like, and they said the same thing. They said the trailer didn't really, entice them, but they ended up seeing it, and then they loved it again. And I ended up seeing 4 or 5 times, like I said, in the theaters, within that week.
Beautiful.
That's how much I liked it. So I loved it enough where obviously it came out now on Blu-ray DVD. I bought it yesterday. And I watched it again, and I liked it enough where I actually went to buy. It's funny because they were selling the figures, the action figures, before, because I am a toy collector. I love collecting toys and vintage toys as well.
Hell yeah.
But so when the figures first came out, I remember they were just on the shelf for like a long time.
Mm-hmm.
No one really, you know, and I would see them all the time, like at Target or something, and I never really saw anything being sold. And then once the movie came out, it was interesting. Then they all started like selling out quick. So I guess I wasn't alone. The same thing. So I think everyone was waiting for the movie. So I finally got it. And so I just really wanted to promote it. Again, I really a big supporter of this movie. But also I adore the performance of Sophia Lillis. I think she's great as Dork. But also everybody. Chris Pine was awesome.
Powerhouse.
Regé Jean Page was awesome. Michelle Rodriguez, Justice Smith, and Hugh Grant were all awesome. I mean, again, and all the cast itself. If I'm missing anybody, I apologize. And I think the directing was awesome as well by John Francis Daley and Jonathan Goldstein. I don't know if overall, but you guys haven't got to see it.
No, is it still in theaters currently?
It might still be somewhere in theaters, but it is out. I know it's out. I think
it's streaming now.
It's streaming, but I really, man,
it's a cinema movie, huh?
Yeah, it's. But no, but still, I mean, you got it's. Just, I don't know. It's one of my favorites of the year. I mean, there's two movies that I went to see several times in the theater this year.
Mm-hmm.
It was this movie and Air.
Okay.
For whatever, you know, two different ones. But this is just a fun movie. I don't know.
Right. I've heard really great stuff. And I really think more films like this should exist. You know, like I'm sure the fan base loves it. I grew up, you know, playing D&D with my friends, rolling those dices, you know, and seeing films like this, like a lot more fantasy elements that aren't like, you know, Lord of the Rings, the more fringe fantasy elements coming to the big screen is really great. Like, we need to keep supporting more movies like that. And it's funny because my friends have been inviting to their place and like the schedule's just been busy. We were supposed to have a watch party and watch it, so I haven't yet, you know.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. So again, it's if it's still out in theaters, but it's definitely out on streaming and as well as it's on Blu-ray DVD, I highly recommend checking out. And everyone, it's interesting enough, I'm not just saying this, everyone that I told, even my sister, who really, my older sister, she questioned it when it came out in the theaters. And she's like, I don't know, I didn't really seem appealing in the trailer. And I said, check it out, watch it. And she went with her husband, and she literally came back texting me, and she rarely does this. I really liked it. I really liked it. I really loved this movie. And so everyone that I've recommended it to has come back and said that they really loved it. So right, I said, I check it out. Again, okay. It's out there on Blu-ray DVD, and I believe on streaming as well. It's Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves, again rated PG-13, so go check it out.
All right, after this podcast, I'm going to go ahead and watch it. Let's do it.
Definitely.
So what we're going to be doing, and let's talk about, so you guys were speaking, obviously we talked about Dungeons & Dragons, let's talk about your guys' career as well as, or your movie, but first off, we want the audience to get to know you guys, hopefully become fans, if not fans already, and then support you guys, and hopefully go check out your movie, Tahanan, the feature film. So I don't know if your people talk to my people, but I don't know. We like to start off with hard-hitting questions here. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so we're going to start off.
I'm ready.
with this hard-hitting questions. All right, it goes first to Juan Raimundo, film editor of the new film Tahanan. And you're also part of Howling Gale Entertainment, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
So is it you guys are the partners?
There's three of us. There's me, Juan Raimundo Ramos, Nicholas James Barber, and Nicole Ruiz. Who is also a cinematographer.
Oh, where's mm-hmm. she?
She's in a shoot, actually. She's in a film set right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a full-time DP. Yeah.
What's her name?
Nicole Ruiz.
Nicole Ruiz. It's a shout-out. I'm giving you a shout-out, and hopefully next time you're here.
Yeah, and we're all born and raised in the Philippines as well. Yeah.
Okay, so that's your shout-out, Nicole Ruiz. Want to say what's up? So here's our hard-hitting question, guys. Okay, ready? Here we go. Juan Raimundo, the hard-hitting question is, were you born and raised?
Thank you, Ty, for allowing us to be in this platform, and it's so great being here because, you know, we've been wanting to do this for so long, and it's finally happening. But I was born and raised in Quezon City, Philippines, 1996, and I basically was there for 13 years. So I was there till 2009. and I moved here to pursue filmmaking. And initially, when I was like around 5 to 7 years old, up until like 13 or 14, I was pursuing guitar full time. So just being disciplined in that and then trying to be the best at it. But I really found the calling in filmmaking and, you know, coming up with stories. And it's interesting because, you know, you guys were talking about Dungeons and Dragons and stuff like that. But what actually got me into filmmaking was video games. I used to play this video game called RuneScape, and I would make music videos out of basically just footage, you know, just a bunch of different footage. And that's how I became really interested in editing. I love putting things together. I love creating a story from, you know, footage that you have or, you know, audio that you have. And it's always fascinated me. And one of the first movies I actually watched, and it, still my favorite movie till this day, is Hook by directed by Steven Spielberg. Yeah. So ever Classic. Since I watched that movie, and, you know, I just, you know, fell in love with this, you know, the idea of, you know, visually appealing stories through film. So yeah, I became an editor. I started doing editing professionally since I believe 2015 of May, and I've been doing that ever since, just doing freelance. And then since then, we created this production company called Howling Gale Entertainment to showcase diverse perspectives and stories. And we brought it was me, Nicholas James Barber, and another person, Michael Smidian, before. And now, last year, or actually this year, we're doing a sort of a rebranding, and we got Nicole Ruiz on board. So as of now, we are a team of Filipino filmmakers, just, you know, showcasing a bunch of, you know, projects that are very meaningful and impactful to the audience, not only entertains but also teaches a valuable lesson. And that's what we're really about, you know. And we also have a podcast as well and documentaries here and there. But yeah, editor from beginning to end. I think that's what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's funny. This is jokingly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you ever got, you'd be possibly a great witness, so to speak. If you ever got stopped for police, a police has to stop you, ask you one question, you told them the whole story, right?
I do that so I can get to skip the next
question. I was like,
questions.
Dang, I did the one question and I got the whole scoop already.
There you go.
No, that's awesome. And then so Nicholas James Barber, filmmaker and director of development of Howling Gale Entertainment. Where were you born and raised?
Oh, I was born and raised in San Juan City in Metro Manila in the Philippines. And then I grew up mostly in Katipunan, which is more Quezon City. And okay. I'm going to keep my answer short for you right there.
Well, because we have like the whole show. let's go back on one. Let's go back. So did you know growing up, that you always wanted to be in showbiz?
Man, no, because I don't know. I guess for the first, half of my life, I really just focused on, you know, pursuing music and, you know, playing the guitar. But like in the long run, I felt like I didn't have it anymore. But I really found my calling in film and in, you know, just creating stories from scratch or for other people as well. So yeah, I guess since 2009.
Now, so let me ask you this, because I wasn't born and raised in the Philippines, but I am a Filipino background, but I've gotten to visit there. I was blessed to have very supportive parents.
That is beautiful.
For the entertainment industry.
I'm sorry, something fell down.
Okay. Let's see. I think it's fine for now. Let's see. But okay, so I was blessed and fortunate to be able to have supportive family that's, you know, supported me into what I wanted to do. But for you guys, and you being born and raised in the Philippines, did you have parents that supported you in the arts?
Absolutely, and they're still very supportive. You know, I want to give a shout out to my mom, Maria Dries, and you know, she migrated to the States when I was in second grade, and you know, every year I would just message her online here and there, just to keep us connected. But then next it was my sister. I have a sister, and then she moved, I believe, in 2007. Then I moved in 2009. So basically, yeah, my mom, my sister, me, and then my dad moved here actually in 2018. So, 9 years later.
Is your whole family out here now or no?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. And what about yourself, Nicholas James Barber? Ooh. Was your family supportive of you in the entertainment industry?
Yeah, I'd say my mom, shout out to my mom, Maria Margarita Ramos. She's a wonderful mother. She's very supportive in growing up. I started out in acting. Okay. So
in the Philippines or
in the Philippines? Yeah, okay. I was in like theater club and performing arts. So that was always what I was gravitating towards. And
you weren't part of one of those soap operas out there that I watched when I was out there. What's a popular soap opera?
There's so many.
Like the teleseries. There's so many.
What's that major network that's ABS?
ABS-CBN. They're actually gone now.
Really?
GMA is... They're online. They're mostly online. It's very political.
But, wow, okay.
Yeah. And then there's GMA. They also did a lot of shows. They still do shows now. But my mother grew up in like more of a business background. Mm-hmm. So she was kind of pushed into a direction that she really wasn't happy with, and she was kind of like, oh, you know what, I'm gonna raise my kids a little bit different. So she had us really like try different sports, try different activities, see where we gravitate towards. And funny story, actually, me and Juan are we were schoolmates from back in the Philippines.
Oh, wow.
So we rekindled our friendship here, and now we're making films together, which is really cool. So growing up in the Philippines, I was allowed, you know, to kind of see where I wanted to go, and that's not really the normal, I guess. So it's so great that your mother as well and your family is very supportive.
Yeah, my parents are both Filipino.
Yeah.
But like I said, I was born and raised here. But you know, I got to visit there twice. And speaking of, you're talking about you guys grew up in school together. Now, when I went there the first time when I was like more of a kid, is it true? And I saw this happen. Are you instructed to learn English in schools, but if you spoke Tagalog on the playground, you would get punished? Not punished, but I remember seeing, I was walking by a school and I remember two little kids, they started speaking Tagalog, and then all of a sudden one of the teachers said, you know, you too, and then they got punished because they're supposed to speak English.
Mm-hmm.
No matter, or at least on the school grounds. Is that true or no?
At least not in my case. I'm not sure. Never heard of that story, but like I actually never spoke English like back in the Philippines. I would really understand it and watch movies, but you know, I just never spoke it. I would, you know, so from time
maybe
to time.
Maybe it was that particular school. I remember just walking by a school, and then these two kids, like these two little girls, got punished, or so to speak, got reprimanded because they were not speaking English. Wow. Because, and then I think I asked my mom, I was like, why is that or something? He goes, I think they're wanting them to learn English right away. So I don't know. So, but maybe it's different schools. I mean,
there are definitely schools like that.
Oh, really?
I've encountered people who, you know, and know of schools that do that, which is kind of messed up, I believe, you know.
But anyways, but it was just interesting because obviously, you know, you learned what's watching TV though?
Yeah, just playing video games. But I actually started speaking here like back in 2009, like going into class, I didn't even speak it before.
Really?
I was already like, what do I do?
That's crazy. So and then what inspired you? Obviously, you know, you said you watched Hook, the movie Hook. What was it about Hook that inspired you to get into film editing, not maybe directing? Why editing versus, you know, because you want to quote unquote title yourself as a film editor, correct? But why not filmmaking? Just curiosity.
Well, in Hook, just filmmaking in general, but like over the years, just trying different things. And obviously, like I had the mindset of, you know, just trying every single department out there, so you kind of know what it's like being on set, what it's like being on post-production, etc. So I can cater to or try to see what kind of direction I want to go into, right? And then some I like, some I don't like. One thing I probably haven't really done is art department and acting too much. I have a I have a few short films that I was in the past where I was like a fisherman, like as an actor. But like other than that, I just found editing as my calling because, I don't know, I'm very much an introvert. So I can basically sit in front of a computer for 20 hours, 24 hours a day without getting tired. But when I would go on set, boom, instantly, like energy drain, just like that.
Yeah, we are complete opposites. So it's a really nice synergy. Like when we're out in social events and we're just like, I'm like talking to people, meeting people, and, you know, shaking some hands, getting to know people. And I'm just like energized right there. And after like a couple hours, I can see like my team pretty, they're draining, you know? Well, and then when we get to the car, I'm like suddenly super drained and I'm just like, oh. So it's a really nice balance. That
Well, obviously you said Hook got you inspired. Is that or
absolutely?
Who was there, filmmaker or editor that got inspired you as well? Was it Spielberg or no?
Yeah, I mean Spielberg. That film in particular just got me inspired in making stories because that really touched me personally, even at a younger age. But what really got me into editing is just like I used to play music. I used to play video games a lot, and I would make music videos out of them. And I just found just playing with the sequence, the timeline, so fun. Just being in front of a computer and making stuff happen. And you know, I just love the fact that you have so many different options in editing, and you can. One thing I said in the podcast previously was like, even though there's like 1,000 or 100 or 1,000 editors working on the same project, they will all edit it differently, and I found that so interesting.
Wow. So. And what about Nicholas James Barber, filmmaker and director of development of Howling Gale Entertainment? What inspired you to become a filmmaker?
So my origin story is
the origin story
of Nicholas James Barber. I was in acting a lot, and it was more of a escape. Mm-hmm. It was very unhealthy. Like, I don't suggest like doing acting for escapism. I was trying to escape like some certain things like growing up, you know. And it was a way to like be in the shoes of another person because you're embodying this person, and he's like, oh, you're not Nicholas anymore. You know, you're Pedro Pinduku. You're the kid from Annie. You mm-hmm. know, all these stuff, and I just. Love, you know, even after that, I just loved it. Even in high school, I was doing plays still. I even went to college for like theater arts and really just telling a story was something that I couldn't describe. I still can't describe it. You know, the joy it brings and the effect it has on people because you're showing a perspective that your character is going through and you have to, you know, you have to make yourself believe it and the audience. So that was a really neat thing in the theater arts department. And then when I moved here, I actually got into sales because I had a girlfriend in the Philippines. And I was like, what's the fastest way I can get back? And my stepdad was like, oh, you know, you're pretty neat at talking to people. How about you try selling cars? And I was like, I don't even know anything about cars. So I ended up there and it was very lucrative. So I ended up going back to the Philippines like twice a year. And then it became like,
selling cars?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
So I got back home. I got to buy a ticket, which was very expensive, in the first 4 months that I was here in America, 3 to 4 months. And around like 6 years of doing that, you know, it wasn't really my calling. And I was really drained. And Juan, my friend over here, he was making a film called Dark, what was it? A Book of 10 Years.
Yeah.
And then he wanted help like producing it. And I was like, oh, sure. Yeah, let's write it up. And we would have nights. We'd just spend nights like drawing on the whiteboard, like who connects who? Who connects who? Then I realized I loved bringing stories to life. Like it wasn't about being in front of the camera, but telling perspectives, you know, and the story was a little bit intricate. Like there were complex characters, and then the whys of every character was very strong. Like even our villain, I think at the end of the movie you would have been like, he's not that bad of a guy, like he's misunderstood.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. that was good, and then after that the rest is history, you know. We started like let's keep doing this. We kept making films like domestic abuse. We even shot a very experimental TV show called Z Fever. It was about a zombie show, but the twist is you can understand the zombies. So the zombies don't necessarily want to be there, and they kind of want to escape their situation. They're like, yo, the city's full of people and they're killing us. Let's migrate out of here. You know, and that was when we were starting on shoestring budget. And
now, what's shoestring for you guys? Everyone's shoestring. Like, some people, shoestring is shoestring, like shoestring. And then there's some people when they say shoestring and then they had a couple hundred thousand. I was like,
yo, give me that shoestring. We started at $0. You know, the very first film we did, $0. Just a bunch of friends helping each other out and actors who wanted to do their reel. And then the Z Fever, how much do you think we spent? I don't remember.
Remember, but a lot of it was basically makeup, special effects makeup.
We learned how much makeff costs.
Got it. Like you saw special effects makeup?
Yeah.
Yeah, and awesome. Then we had like squibs, like the blood device.
Was this in the Philippines or out here?
Out here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you know, if you go back to the Philippines, the dollar value for American dollar value is a lot. So you could probably do a lot with the.
Shooting. And it would help the the Filipino filmmakers there, which we actually really want to do. We're very open with collaborating with our fellow artists there because with whatever. Wherever we're going right here, a lot of it is inspired by them, those who came before us.
So, well, and then how did you guys form, and then let's talk about Howling Gale Entertainment. How did you guys, what's that mean? And then where'd you come up with that name, and how did you guys become like just partners, so to speak?
I came up with the name. It was basically from a video game called League of Legends. It's basically like a character. They have certain abilities that they have, and then one of the characters have an ability called Howling Gale, and I really thought it was such a cool name. So Howling, okay, we can, do something with a wolf, maybe something with a storm, something like that. And then I was thinking either productions, films, like to end it. And I always found entertainment fascinating. So I just, on the spot, just be like, yeah, Howling Gale Entertainment. Awesome. And we started... back in 2015 to 2016, just to mostly create content for our YouTube channel. So we had, like Nick said, we had a short film regarding domestic abuse. We, we do various documentaries about different people, etc. Just a bunch of different projects. But now, as we're doing, a relaunching and a rebranding very soon, we really want to focus on, diverse perspectives and experiences. And then we created, new mission statement, core values, etc. So we have a set goal in mind. So we have Nicole Ruiz on board right now. So it's a team of three. And ever since, we were just making much more quality films from then.
Awesome. So. Yeah. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to be talking about more about your new film, Tahanan. But before that, we're going to do a music break. And we'll be back more with Juan Raimundo, film editor, and Nicholas James Barber, filmmaker and director of development of Howling Gale Entertainment. Before that, do you have any quick socials or websites, anything like that?
You can follow us at Howling Gale Entertainment on Instagram and on Facebook. And then your Instagram handle is?
My Instagram handle is at Juantanamo, JUANTONOMOE.
At Juantanamo.
Juantanamo.
Yeah. Okay, and then what about yours?
And then mine is Barbooski.
Okay.
BARBOOSKIE. You can check out like the behind the scenes we have there and a bunch of photography stuff I do.
Barbooski, you spell it one more time? BAR?
BOOSKIE.
BOO?
Yeah. So it came from a Russian dude, exchange student in the Philippines. He was like, "Hey, Barbooski, are we going to drink or not?"
So like, spell one more time. So at
BARBOOSKIE.
Okay, at Barbooski. That's Nicholas James Barber on Instagram. And then Juantanamo over on Instagram. So again, and then last thing, your website for your production company.
Coming up soon.
Okay, so you can check out Howling Gale Entertainment over
at Instagram,
and Facebook. Okay, so that's Howling Gale Entertainment. That's HOWLING, and then GALE, and then Entertainment, full spelling, on Instagram and or Facebook. And then again, we'll talk more about their new film, Tahanan, when we come back again. So what we're going to do, I'm going to introduce this song again. I think I'm going to play one of our guests. His song is called Toxic by Big Arson. And again, we'll be right back more with the production team of Howling Gale Entertainment and also behind the new movie, Tahanan, which is out in the film festival circuit right now. So again, here is Toxic by Big Arson, and we'll be right back.
Woo!
Here we go. Tahanan is going to be our topic when we come back. All right, here we go. Is Toxic by Big Arson. Here we go.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Drugs and a drink, know that this bad for me, but still I go back, I get deeper and deeper. This getting scary, feeling like a Jeepers Creepers. Music getting loud, yeah, blasting through my speakers. Girlfriend hit me up, she said, baby, I need I told her I've been busy and deep down I really need her. Working on myself, a lot of demons trying to creep up. Smoking all that gas, yeah, I'm smoking on that reefer. Bringing down the house like I'm Steve in a Tifa. This got me up, yeah, I'm smoking on Sativa. This bad little shit, yeah, diva. I'm a rock star, rap star, I'm a dreamer. I'm a rock star, rap star, I'm a dreamer. This is how it goes when you're living like me, huh? Sometimes I just sit back and reminisce my life. Good times, but yeah, but still I know that I'll get over. Good drink and smoke and do that so. Sometimes I just sit back and reminisce my life. Good times, but yeah, but still I know that I'll get over. Good drink and smoke and toxic, toxic, yeah, I like that thot. Mosh pit, mosh pit, yeah, we need a mosh pit. If we ain't talking money, better switch the topic. She ain't coming through, yeah, unless she getting topless. Topic, topic, that was my topic. I can't let go of this life, too toxic. Feel like I can fly, taking off like a rocket. Know they like my style, yeah, they always trying to jock it. If I see a dick, yeah, I'd tell her drop it. If I see a pill, I might pop it. No, this lifestyle is too toxic. Drugs and a drink, I don't know if I'ma stop it. Sometimes I just sit back and reminisce my life. Good times, well, yeah, but still I know that I'll get over. Good drink and smoke and do that so. Sometimes I just sit back and reminisce my life. Good times, well, yeah, but still I know that I'll get over. Good drink and smoke and do that so.
All right, we are back. That was Toxic by Big Arson. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's, again, that's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. But if you really like that, check him out. Again, that's Toxic by Big Arson. He's out there on social media, all kind of good stuff. And he was a great guest here as well in the past. So, again, check out Toxic by Big Arson. Again, we are back here with my guest of the hour. We got film editor Juan Raimundo. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And then we also got filmmaker and director of development of Howling Gale Entertainment. We got Nicholas James Barker. Nicholas James Barber. Welcome back.
Great to be here.
Cool. So we were talking about obviously how you guys got inspired, you know, how you guys formed your production company and how you started, you know, working together. But let's talk about your new movie. It's called Tahanan, which is a feature film. And you said it was off air. You said it was out in the festival circuit. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So let's talk about Tahanan, what it's about, what inspired you to, you know, make the film and all that kind of good stuff. So who wants to take that lead?
Okay,
director of Tahanan. Talk about what it's about and, you know, what is what's the name and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, so it's actually in the film circuit right now. We actually just won Best Feature Film last year in Culver City Film Festival.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. Which is great. Yeah,
congratulations.
So the movie Tahanan, the word is Tagalog, obviously. It means home, you know. So it's an immigrant story about a young man named Jerome who his family, you know, father and mother, want to make the best choice for their family. So they decided to, you know, migrate to America. But, you know, Jerome being an 18-year-old boy, he wasn't too happy about that because all his life was there, you know. All his friends, everything he worked hard for was there. How could he leave that behind? So it's a very heart-wrenching and heartwarming story, very uplifting story about this boy who goes to America and then has to find out the new meaning of home for him, you know? So it's a very self-centered, but, you know, he really has to take his journey and figure out what home means for him. So Tahanan means home. And very, very wonderful cast and crew. I love all of them.
And then, what was the inspiration behind that in general?
Oh, so the inspiration, we actually started that off as a short film, and we were going to do a bunch of short films and release it during, but before COVID. So we came out with that Darkness Dwells Lifeline, and then the next film was supposed to be Tahanan, but COVID happened, and it was supposed to be an homage, you know, a love letter to the country we left behind and all the people who moved not only to America but across the, you know, to different countries from the Philippines and even other immigrants, you know. And during COVID, we had like more time to refine the story and make it how we wanted, because no productions were open. You know, we had strict rules. So we were just like sitting there and writing it again, and it came out to be a 42-minute short film. And it was great. You know, we loved every second of it. And it's always a thing, you know, filmmakers can attest to this. Like, there's a, when you're going in the film circuit, there's a certain time you're only allowed. Like, short films are like 10 to 15, 6 to 12 minutes long. So us being at 42 minutes, it's really weird. Like, we really didn't think that our chances were high in getting into film festivals, because you need to think about the timing. Like, you know, a lot of short films are going to be put together and then you're going to take over like 5-6 time slots.
Uh-huh.
And then as we were filming, the whole crew and cast really, they resonated with the story a lot, and they kept saying like, Nick, Juan, you guys got to make this into a feature, so it's, you know, it's easier to market, people will buy it. And then during that time, there was also the part of the team was saying like, you know, you got to cut it. And me and Juan, you know, we were the writers of this, and we really didn't want to cut anything out.
Yeah,
we were that confident that, you know, these scenes speak to people. Like, we jumped through his life through the Philippines, and he's remembering his friends, his family, and we just didn't feel like cutting any of that. So during shooting, we pumped it up to 1 hour and 6 minutes.
Oh wow!
Very last minute.
To make it a feature?
To make it a feature.
And was there a certain time limit that had to be to make it feature?
60 minutes.
Well, it was, yeah, 60 minutes, but it was like, technically it's 45 minutes or more. But another reason why...
For festivals in general?
Yeah. Yeah, in Film Freeway, that's what it says. But, you know, at the same time, one of the reasons why, you know, we decided to make it into a feature was when we made the 40 to 42 minute version of the film, which was technically a short film, right? Mm-hmm. We sent it to critics to see what they think, see what's missing in the story, basically. And then we had a bunch of notes right after that, as far as like the character progression is concerned, the arc and everything like that. And then now, looking back at that 42 minute compared to the 60 something minute that we have now, it's much better now as a feature. I think it's really set for that kind of time frame.
Awesome. And then so you won your one of your first film festivals, right? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Come again?
You won?
Oh yeah, the very first film festival, we were done, and then, you know, we were gonna rest because it's so tiring, yeah, to make a film, you know, from post production to production. And then people were just saying, hey, there's this film festival in Culver City, you gotta put it in. And then the deadline was in 3 days, so we then had to like package it up and get it ready for cinema. Yeah. And we got in, and then we just won the grand prize. So
that's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what was it like editing this thing then for you, Juan Raymundo?
Absolutely. Because I've been editing mostly like short documentary, short films, stuff like that. Not so much features. But, you know, my mentality behind it is basically the same thing, just longer. You know what I mean? It was shot on a Red, and, you know, having shot in that kind of camera, you know, takes a lot of toll on as far as like space storage and stuff like that. But honestly, I was really proud of the pre-production that was put in place for this film. Like, a lot of planning was made, and, you know, everyone was very communicative, even though we didn't have, you know, so much crew and cast. Yeah, I think we worked with what we had, and I was really proud of it. And a lot of, I really dug into planning, because I was also the producer in that film, and I really wanted to focus a lot on the pre-production side. And because of that, it really helped my editing a lot. Like, you know, and also having... as also being one of the writers of the film alongside Nicholas Barber, I already had the film in my head beforehand.
We were already thinking about like how it's going to feel, how it's going to be in editing, which was really great, because you don't normally have that in the productions.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, absolutely. And I already envisioned the tone, the feel, the emotions behind all of the scenes that were happening. And another thing was, is it was also a relatable story for me because, you know, as I mentioned before the break was, you know, I'm also an immigrant. So in some ways, I can definitely relate to the main character a lot. And I'm sure Nick as well, and as well as like a bunch of audiences. But yeah, most of it is just coming from my head. Like I could already envision like what it's going to look like, you know, how it's going to be, etc. And then having been on set as well as a sound mixer and producer, I was already pretty much editing like on the spot, like in the head and on my head. And I was also doing DIT on set as well. So I was basically preparing so much. So by the time I get to the editing room, I'm like already prepared and with the script, you know, etc. And I'm like, yes, this is what I'm going to do. And yeah, wow, last year, 2022, we did so much. We finished writing it, and then we shot it, finished shooting it, finished editing it, all in 1 year, and then got into Film Festival last year, yeah.
Awesome. Well, we got to be wrapping up, but really quickly, let's give some shout-outs to people involved with this film, who stars in it and all that kind of good stuff. Or
we got Carson Schroeder as Elizabeth, Hans Braga as Jerome.
Awesome.
Angela Baessa. Got Elmore Garlitos, John Chiaffi. Those are the actors.
Awesome. Any shout-outs for anybody?
Ooh.
And all our crew. You know, we love you guys. We've had like 6 rap parties.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
It's
all love. It's all love in the Howling Gale family. Also, shout-out to everyone who has supported us from preconception to here. And we are so excited to do the North American tour and then end up doing the Asian tour next year. You know, and we have a screening... 2 screenings. We have 2 simultaneous festivals we got into this coming month in June. Okay. It is Diwa. It is a Seattle Filipino Film Festival and
Marina Del Rey
Film Festival on June 11th. So if you are here in the sunny California, definitely stop by the theater in Marina Del Rey, and we will be screening it on June 11th at 7 p.m.
Awesome. Again, so it's called Tahanan. That's T-A-H-A-N-A-N. Correct?
Yeah.
If they want more info, they could check out your Instagram. Or no, how could I check out more about the film?
It is there. We are prepared. We have all the information for our film over there. You can follow the cast and crew.
Just at Tahanan?
So it's at Tahanan_film. And just to correct you, it's 9:30 p.m. June 11th, 2023.
At the Marina Del Rey.
If you want to have fun.
Marina Del Rey Film Festival.
Okay. Yeah. So that's at Tahanan_film over on Instagram. That's fine. And there's a website on there, or just the Instagram?
Just the Instagram.
Okay, so at Tahanan_film, that's T as in Tom, A-H-A-N as in Nancy, A-N as in Nancy, _film. So check it out. So last one, we got like 3 minutes left here, guys. So this show is about inspiring others. You guys been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you guys do or follow their dreams in general? We'll start with Juan Raimundo, film editor.
Sure. I think that this film was very relatable in many ways. You know, ever since, you know, I moved into the United States, I always thought, like, you know, what is home to me? So that's basically, you know, what the character is also going through. So for people who feel like they're lost, people who feel like they don't belong in a certain place, just know that you're not alone. And, you know, there's someone else that are also experiencing what you're experiencing. And, you know, we're here for you. I hope you watch the film and get inspired as well. Sorry, I was tongue twister for there. Yeah, definitely go watch it and hope you get inspired.
Okay, and then any inspiring words of wisdom for someone that wants to do what you guys do? Nicholas James Barber, filmmaker.
The film really takes, you know, it's a very family-driven and friends and very personal questions are being asked. And by the end of the movie, we ask the audience a question. So if you want to experience, you know, we wrote it that way. So we really wanted it to be a very interactive movie. And however you perceive the movie, you know, it's made to ask yourself questions. So, you know, my words for inspiration, I guess, is, you know, the grass isn't greener on the other side. The grass is greener where we water it. You know, whether what country you're at, you know, if we all collectively water our grasses, you know, life around us will be better. So that's how I want to leave that show. Thank
awesome.
You very much.
Well, I want to say best of luck with all that you guys do.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming. God bless you guys. And your new film, again, it's called Tahanan. It's in the festival circuit coming up. It's Marina Del Rey. The date one more time?
June 11th at 9:30 p.m.
And then also you got another film festival coming up this month as well. What is it?
Yeah, Diwa. It's going to be, our screening is going to be on the 8th to 11th, we're going to have 4 days there.
Of June?
Yes, on June, yes.
Okay, awesome.
And it's online.
Yeah. And but, you can catch it on Facebook, Diwa Film Festival.
But you're also, it's in the festival circuit in general, so hopefully maybe more festivals as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Hopefully. Well, again, congratulations. And again, follow more about the film. It's at Tahanan_film on Instagram. And then also, if you want to follow more of their production company, it's Howling Gale Entertainment over on Instagram and or Facebook, right?
Yes.
And then last but not least, your guys' Instagram handles or social media handles one more time. Juan Raimundo?
At Juantanamo. JUANTONOMOE.
And then Nicholas James Barber.
Barbuski. If you want to chat, say hi, send a message, and you know, we keep friendly up in here. So,
well, again, congratulations. God bless you guys again. And then shout out to all your guys' team as well as and your partner that was not able to hear.
Nicole Ruiz.
Shout out. And hopefully you guys come back again. And again, I wish you nothing but the best of luck. God bless you guys all. And thank you all for tuning in. God bless you guys all. I love you guys and adore all your guys' listenership. And again, I'd like to end off my show. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.